We are in the middle of Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Erevin, Simashin Pei Beis, if the residence of a non-Jew is ma'akib in the Erev. Sif Yud Dalet, on the bottom of page 502. So we're talking about that you have to rent from the non-Jew, and even not even him, even just his worker. So it says, Mechab Asochim is Chir L'Kitul Izman. If he rents the residence of the non-Jew from the worker for a set time, Av B'Shez L'Kitul Izman, even though the owner, the non-Jew, already removed him during this time period, from being his worker, they're still permitted to carry in this area until the end of that time. But if they rented from him unspecifically, once he's removed, this batel hashechiras. So then the rental is null and void. As he continued to daf reishon and beis amud aleph, Agos says, what did some negizim sochrei negizra melech? If they rent the rights from the king's treasurer, and he's totally removed from the king, it's over. But if he didn't remove him, only from this specific post of treasury, but he still gets a stipend from the king, he's still called the hired labor of the king. You can still rent it from him. So there, but the original rental is still valid, as we say, the name of the tribute of Rajma. Says Mishbrua Sivkot and Mem Dalit. So he said if you rented it from the skill to keep it for a certain period of time, Ava Pi Shesukotechazman, even if it was removed during that time period of time, the reason is that Hashmin is as clear as we consider that rental, Kila Sakhim Balabais, as if you rented from the owner. Kimishanakshu Kilas Bishus, because you consider as if he did it with his Rishus. So therefore, Sivkot Mem Hei Mutar Matemazman, it's permitted until the end of that time period. What then same thing is Kishamez Sakhabalakit. If the worker dies, can Kazakhay Adam Shahim, that's still gonna work. Sivkan Membav. But if he rents it from him stam, Kimashazilka in his bottle of hula, once he's removed, then it's null and void, etc. Because that ib is stomach is presumably Yochalak Zakashabis Rishina. When you do it stam, the Nachri could back out after the first Shabbos Masa Shir, so whenever he wants. So Kamash Kisamnak, who wrote previously Bisivav, Sharatinois Mem Zain brings, even according to what we explained about the Ansevav in the words of Ramah, that even Bastama, he cannot back out, only gives back the money. It's possible regarding this, even the Ramah would agree that it's not applicable to the Svar that we wrote over the Mishmurus of Kan Chafei. Rather, as long as the worker still has his might, but not that you'll say that he wasn't willing to give him the money only if he's going to have the Schiris lasting, even after he's removed or even after his death. And anyway, many disagree in the Ramah over there, the way we wrote over the Mishmurus. So continues the Mishmurus, he says, therefore, there's no power in such a rental, only as long as he's a renter, and not after that. Sivkot Mem Zayin, Rama said the same thing is, if you rent Megizbra HaMelech, from the king's treasury, a treasurer, and even if he takes the rental for himself, presumably the king doesn't care about those types of diversions of funds. Well, your Rabbi Nekel said, "El Rabbi's lean regarding this. Can be sachav alokid even by a worker. I'm sure I'm looking over there that if he takes the funds, because of Achayim, Achayim right, love davka gizber. It's not necessarily a gizber that Rambam was talking about. The hood and something is called evan avodah baketanim. Any one of the small servants, which the edition number 7 says what it seems he's saying is for servants that have small positions." They're not so significant. Even so, since they're the king's servants, they can say as a schir lekita. It doesn't mean literally a small person, a minor. With the legarim, a schir lekita is not any less than a schir lekita. Finally, come on, simashin tzadigal, psikot nyochel, b'shabru, mashikzam, what he wrote over there. Sivkot memchas. So he said the same thing is, if you rent from the gizba melech, with the stalk of the gamar v'chulu, and he's totally removed from the king, it's when it's mistama, would be the same halach. Number one has to be initially careful. Don't rent unspecifically misar ear from the governor or from his attendants or kazman, rather for a certain amount of time. Because the palm nostalgia, sometimes it gets removed the butlas khirs and then the skirs is null and void. Bisharazman, what's the measurement of the time? You could rent it for a long and extended period of time. To Sharatin this memchez brings in the Prima Gadim, the Shechon Rab, that even if you rent it forever, it's effective. Look at the Prima Gadim that he writes that you rent it forever, but it seemed that it's still called always forever Techezman. And therefore, even if he dies, the skir is not bottled. It says Mishmura, Akhl Kitkila, but initially Tabshala Liska Rakat Esim Shana, it's good not to rent, but up until a period of 20 years. Sipkot Mem Tes. If you don't remove him, if the king didn't remove him but just from the Digizboris, but he still gets a stipend, he's still called Schil Likita, Sipkot Mem Tes, Vyakaliskim, and you can rent him. The reason is that Dainu Bakhlaal, Mimune Hamalak Bashasu is still considered from the appointees and the servants of the king. Since he gets a stipend from the king, Vem Bralocha, and the Mimaskal Vadain.
Sif Tezbav says Mechabe, Misrael Ve'en Yehudi Darm B'Vayisachas. If you have a Jew and a non-Jew living in one house, Sarach Liska Me'en Yehudi, you have to rent from the non-Jew, U'la'arav Ema Yisrael, and then to make the Arab with the Jew. Hagos says Darmah, Mirs Kol Echad, if each one has Dir B'Vnei'atzim, his own room, his own apartment, but then same thing is, Shnei Enam Yehudim, that's in parentheses, Hadarm B'Kai Gavim B'Vayisachad, they live in such a way in one house, Sarach Liska Meshneim, that's also in parentheses, the word Mishneim, you have to rent from both of them. That's what it says. It says Mishneim, Siv Kot Nun. So a Jew and a non-Jew are in one house. You have to rent from the non-Jew and to make the Erev with the Jew. The Amos said, Haga, Im Yesh B'chulu, if each one has his own apartment, Pirish, the Inchum Echad Mehem, Rishay L'shtamash B'chedem Yuchad L'chaber, and neither one of them are allowed to utilize the room that's designated for his friend. Similar to what the Mechaber wrote in Sibir Gimel, the Yichel Emakim, when he designates a place, it's not like his worker, and therefore any Yochel Haskar Avol Balabais, he can't now do the rental for the Balabais. So Sivka Nunalev. So that's where you have this halacha. So they're independent. You have to do with one and one the other thing. The same thing is Shnei Hadarm. What it means to say is, each one's living in their own distinct room. So then you have to rent from both of them. But if they lived in partnership throughout the whole house, or even if they're separated in the whole house, but in one room, let's say a living room or a dining room, or a kitchen, they both have permission to utilize, then you only have to rent from one of them. Like I said previously, now, many Paiskim disagree on the words Ramah. The two, according to them, from Mishtamash Meyachah B'chalak Adarim, even if they utilize together in all the rooms, Le Mikri Yisrael Sarach B'lakav. The Jew is not called the worker of the non-Jewish resident, but Sarach Liskav and Akam Daf, you would have to rent specifically from the non-Jew. Chim Basefa, so too in the second case, B'shnei Akam by two non-Jews, number Sarach Liskav and Shnei Daf, you would have to rent specifically from both of them. But the Shartzi and Oysen and Aleph brings this, like the first Teretz and Taisvis, and by partners, that the power of each one is equal, that's not called Tzchir Likita, which is not like the way the Beis Yisrael explains in the words Agoy Tzashri, and Beis Yisrael did not see the Sefer Yisrael as well known, which is like the Pirish of the Bach, and that also in the Sefer Nishmas Admi, one is on the Ramah, that it rejects the first Teretz, so then the Sefer Gon Yaakov quotes that we hold the Chumar, even like the first Teretz, and Shar Tzin Osman Beis, he says, now even though there are some Achrein that bring from the Ritva, that differentiate between the Yisrael and Akum in the case of two Akum, however, from the abundance of the Paiskim, it sounds like they don't differentiate regarding this, rather the primary depends on the two Teretzim of Teis, and according to the first Teretz, partners are different, and there's no nafkamina whether it's a Jew or non-Jew, as the Pasha is the Yerushalmi, that 10 non-Jews that live in one house, you'd have to rent from them all, according to the Ritva, you have to reject that Yerushalmi as the way you go in Yaakov, right, like over there. Says Mishmur further, he says, but Tam, the reason is, the Leitikna Chacham, the sages did not institute the year Yadu Kiyad Baral Ba'ai, is that the hand of the other person should be like the homeowner El B'Sacha B'Lakir, only by a worker, the Nigra Achar, because he's drawn after him, but should have not by partners, Shekoy Kolech Mem Shabbat B'Ba'ai, each one has an equal in the equality in the house, and the Vein Kolech to B'Lakir, not secondary to the other one, but that wouldn't help, you would have to rent from each one individually. Be'Alacha, and the Bermaschel Vadayin, which the Mishnah Berurah had referenced at the end of Sifkat Mem Tes, says what you see over here is that even if the Gizbar is removed and another one is appointed in this place, that for sure doesn't have any more control on the cities, even so, since he still gets a stipend from the king, he's considered like the Abdi HaMelech, and you can still rent the Rishus from him. That way, we're not particular if this one that we're renting from has domain on the city. And just that since for the king himself, he has rishus on them, and he's one of the avadim of the king, so they can rent from him. And that's how he brings this on this halacha in the name of the Ritroni, that every eved from the smallest avadim is not any less than Schir B'Lakita. So it says, the halacha, if that's the case, Tzarech In requires analysis in this from this on the Chayi Adam in Klal Ein Hay. He says, and I bring him later on, Simit Shin Tzadi Alf, Mishnah Berurah, one should not rent the rishus from the Pekide Achayel, from the army officers, because they don't have any rishus, they don't have any control over the city. only from the Soria Palatzai, from the Mishtara, from the police. Look over there. Now, according to what we're saying over here, it doesn't make a difference. At least an officer is from the servants of the king, and he gets a stipend. So the contrary, he's better than the Gizbe that was removed, who doesn't have any position right now. He just gets a stipend. So why wouldn't you be able to rent from them? Also, the proof that the Chayonim brings in Nishma Sadan from the Marit is no Raya. That's definite if you look into it. It says the Balacha, with all this, it would seem, according to my humble understanding, not to reject the words of the Chayyad. Because from the understanding of the Paiskim, so look at the Torah regarding borrowing a place from the non-Jew that should be like a Shechib Lekita and living with him in the house, and that's the Lashon Riyaz, and the Lashon Shechon Aruch over here in Saviyad Gimel, he says, Kimin Chein Shaluche B'chol Abayis Lamahani. The idea of a Shechib Lekita is that you can rent from him is because he has Rishus to be Mishtamish, to utilize in the house and the courtyard of his master. The way we wrote it in Bir Halacha, Neman Atzam Leigim. If that's the case, the army officers, that in truth, they don't have any Rishus on the houses of the city without the chief of police. They don't have Halacha of Schir Lekita at all. And according to this, the Halacha of the Ramo over here by the Gizbe that was removed, right, Tzorchin L'maisel has to requires analysis and practice because he doesn't have any rishus, any more control over the city, and he doesn't have any position from the king. And he says, you should know that this, that it's marked on this, as the Beisayim, the name of the Tribbetzer Ashbe, says a Taisif, it's a scribal error, because the Beisayim himself writes this on his own, and Tribbetzer Ashbe is not there. Says the Balacha, maybe you could say that since that still he's getting a stipend from his first original position, so on some level his office is not null and void. It says that's pushing it. However, this is all regarding renting from him like a tchila. But regarding nullifying what the rental was when he was the gizber, even though it was not rented for a certain amount of time, just on specific, regarding that, it's logical, like the Psak Dermot, that you could say that even though that the king removed him from being a gizber, but however, it doesn't want to nullify all the actions that he had already done, and the proof is that he's still giving him a stipend. So look at Beseisiv, Adok, and to analyze this. The Maschil Yesh L'Kol Echad Dir B'Fnei Atzmai. Raman Sif Tezvav said, that's if each one has their own independent apartments, and B'Hu Adam Chuzo, same thing as two non-Jews. It says, look at Mishbrus Sepkut Nenapo, we wrote in many places that differentiate by partners, and because they have equal rights. It would seem not to be stringent regarding this, only regarding the Halacha Bal Korchei, forcing. Which we hold, the you can rent even Balkarcha of the Balabais. Regarding this, since they both have equal rights, you can't say that he's like a Schir Likita, which is not the case by when he rents without his awareness. Regarding this, it's logical to say the opposite, that since they have both equal powers, Stama, he's agreeable with what his friend wants, that partners are not particular about each other with something so small like this, which is sufficient, even if he rents it just to put in one object, and specifically. If the schiris is going to be, you know, the rental is going to be shared by both of them, then for sure that should be okay. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe 75. If the Bailam appointed a sachar or loket, a worker, for a set amount of time, so in Chuvas Maram Shik is not sure if the worker can now rent it out for an extended period of time, more than what he was even appointed to be in this job, and he's machmer on this. It means the words of the Chuvas Chacham Tzvi that writes that if the king dies, everything is batal mevutal, and also if the gizber is still alive, if the new king did not appoint him, would have the same halacha. And he points out that from his words, it sounds like that if the new king goes and appoints him again to be a gizber, you don't have to rent from new, rather the earlier rental extends, even though the first appointment was limited only for the lifetime of the first king. Dishon number 76. We said Mistama, the king's not particular, even if the gizber takes it for himself. Now, even though the treasurer is taking the rental for himself, however, if the gizber gets exchanged, the schiris is not bottle. Now, the reason writes to be said, so is two ways. Number one, since the money of the schiris, the gizber stole from the purse of the king, so that's not shaykh at all to the schiris. Number two, since the money of the schiris is not really so much, and it's not really significant for the king, that they should come to rent the rishus in such a way, the custom of the kings is that their servants, their officers get these little, you know, kickbacks, and they don't give it back to the king's purse. So it's as if the king already got this chiris and he gave it to the gizbar, and he's getting it from the king, and it's not a problem. Like Rabbi writes that it sounds like that by other sachar b'lakid, you have to give the money of the chiris to the master. And if he takes it from himself, so it depends on the two reasons that the Beis Yosef brings. According to the first reason, you could be lenient by every sachar b'lakid. According to the second reason, you would only be makel by gizbar the melech, not by every sachar b'lakid. Ladin El Rabbi writes to be lenient regarding this. This is not 27, not 28. Chaznish writes that the meaning is not to be particular if the appointee was removed. And he explains the reason is that because they're renting from a non-Jew, even by a caravan that's in a valley that's not theirs, and he rented one time for many Shabbases, because right now the non-Jew is living over there, and so too you can rent from Schir Lekit, because right now he's there, and since it's considered as a Schir, so it's like as if you rented from the Bailam, and even if the Bailam die, the schiris continues because the schiris l'bekita. Now this is all by a rental that's explicit for a certain amount of time. But stam, that the Be'alach discussed in the Masl Badayim. Just number 79, it's better not to rent more than only up until a period of 20 years. Now the source of this, Sharatzin writes in Sefkot Nem Tes, it's from Tshubis Beis Shleima. There he brings the Tshubis Abacha Chadoshis, that the meaning was to rent it for 50 years, because more than that, the rental was like a joke. That's something which is Chacham Tzvi. But the Chacham Tzvi is mefakvuk to say that when you're renting from the Gizbar the Melech, so then it's effective the rental for a year or two only. And also that, like also from the Chuvah Rashi, but it brings that the Besesiv, you see that only up until that amount of time, it's not the norm for the governor to really care. For that reason, Bishlema writes, once you rented only up until 20 years, because up until that amount of time, you could say that the king is not marked on the Schiris of the Gizbar. Chuvah Sebi Yeshua, he brings the name of the Ramban, to rent only up until 10 years, and Chubis Ginz Ram writes that it's possible to rent even for 100 years. There's number 80. There's a big chiddush that's written in Chubis Kinyan Torah in the name of the Pesach Zuta, that a soldier that got wounded during the wartime and is getting a stipend from the king, he's considered a schir l'kita of the melech. There's number 81. The Halacha wrote, because he has reshus to mishamish in the bayis and the chatzah b'zadoinoi, that's written in Shubas Shalom Eshav, that it's possible to rent from the Sachar B'Lakid, only if he has a Schus Hashtamshis in that Chatzah, and that's also been a Chazanish. Dishon number 82. Opinion of Chazanish, since when you rent Stam, the Maske could say that he's not renting but just for one Shabbos, it comes out that every single week on every Shabbos is considered as if he agrees from new on the Schus of this week. If that's the case, the Gizbar that the Melech removed, and right now he doesn't have a Kerch to be Maske from anew, so then his silence is not effective, and even though he was not mevatel as meisim, so they're bottled because they don't have anything maintaining it. Chaznesh also writes about it that l'shitase, that the schiris is effective from the reason that the officer is qualified as schil v'kita, the owner of the karka, and as if he's a shutif in this residence, and therefore he could do it b'al-korcha the b'aylim, not like the b'alacha, that he's only a shliach of the melech or the b'al karka, that presumably it's pleasing to the mashaleach in his actions. If that's the case, for sure, after the king removes him from his position, it's not effective if he rented stam, because memela the schiris is batel, because the time is already up. Dershun number 83. So the Mishmur says it's only a sachar b'lakid who's drawn after the balabais. More explanation, the Ritva and Irvin of Samachvav writes, the Davkub is coming from the Koich of the Nachri, that he has the Halacha Schilikita, and then he can rent out the Rishos of Nachri. But by partners, each one is coming on his own power, then he doesn't have the power to activate regarding the Rishos of Eschaber. There's number 84, even though regarding borrowing, the Shulchanach Pasch and Sivya Beis, that if the Jew borrows a place from the Nachri to put over there something, he could put his Erev over there, and he could give it into the Erev, and that's enough. And the place where you borrow from him, the only the Yisrael to be Mishtamish, Chaznesh explains that by borrowing, the Nachri can remove him from his Rishos. That's called also Rishos of Nachri. And that's enough to be considered a Schir L'kita, which is not the case with their partners. The Nachri cannot remove the Jew from his Rishos. So the residence of the Jew is not assimilated with the residence of Nachri, and therefore you have to rent from the Nachri and also to make an Erev with the Yisrael.